USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As violent protests continue around the country, authorities declared a full-fledged riot in Portland, Oregon, where protesters breached a fence surrounding the city's federal courthouse, where U.S. agents have been stationed. Department of Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf blames this action on Kate Brown, the governor, and Mayor Ted Wheeler, turning their backs on the police.
What is going on in Portland is very different than any other city. We have thousands of anarchists every night doing violent acts against the courthouse, very violent acts against law enforcement officers. And we have state and local police units not doing anything about it because they've been directed not to make arrests. Don't do any of these common sense things that other cities do across the country.
In the last 48 hours, more than 25 police officers have been injured and more than 60 people have been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
With the November election exactly 100 days away, more Americans say the country is heading in the wrong direction than at any previous point in Donald Trump's presidency, putting the incumbent in a perilous position at his re-election bid against Democrat Joe Biden. A new poll from the Associated Press New York Center for Public Affairs also finds that Trump's approval for his handling of COVID-19 is at a new low, with just 32% of Americans supportive of his approach. Even Trump's standing on the economy, long the high watermark for the president, has fallen over the last few months after seeming nonstop earlier this year. Ukrainian and rebel forces in war-torn eastern Ukraine have started prepping for a full and comprehensive ceasefire scheduled to begin at midnight. Rebel officials said they've instructed their troops about the ceasefire and issued decrees banning the use of any weapons. It would pave the way for implementing other clauses of a Minsk peace deal brokered by France and Germany in 2015. The conflict killed more than 15,000 soldiers. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009. Another classic rock superstar has passed on. Fleetwood Mac co-founder Peter Green has died at the age of 73. According to a family statement, the English singer-guitarist passed away peacefully in his sleep. The blues rock guitarist, born in Bethnal Green, London, formed Fleetwood Mac with drummer Mick Fleetwood in 1967. He stepped out of the band in 1971, but Mick Fleetwood said in an interview with the Associated Press in 2017 that Peter Green deserves the lion's share of all the credit for the band's success. He made a rare appearance last with the group in 1998 when Fleetwood Mac was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Green was so fundamental to the band in the early days, they were called Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac.
I can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.